They say if you choose a job you love, you'll never have to work a day in your entire life. I'm not quite sure that's true, but I sure do love my work in the Sisterhood of Enforcement. Months ago, my first assignment as observer was to oversee a chronic masturbator's punishment mandate. I'm told now that he's fully reformed, and he's a great PR piece for the Sisterhood and our enforcement. To the point we even offered him a job as one of our many oral therapists. Sure, it's dirty and degrading work, but he's definitely popular with the women now that there's no risk of relapsing to his disgusting ways. Oh, why am I even telling you this? I guess I'm just monologuing with my assigned offender again. You know, I can tell you're different from the average offender. I can see your mandate here includes punishment by exposure. We save that punishment for especially disgusting people. People like you. Okay, so the usual terms. Naked, tied down, spread eagle from dawn to dusk. But this time in our wildlife conservation. Oh boy, what did you do? Let's see. It says here you were masturbating to pornography. In a park restroom? Ugh, those are so gross. I guess I know why now. Come on. People are just trying to have a nice day hiking outdoors. Let's get this off of you. Of course. What I don't understand is why all you chronic masturbators are just so pathetic down there. You ever get to please a real partner with that thing? This kind of reminds me of the first time I was an observer. I have a feeling today's gonna be quite pleasing. For me. Well, it looks like you have your first pair of visitors. Bright and early. What brings you and your friend here to the preserve? I didn't think the park was open for day visitors yet. Oh, wow. You've been hiking the ridge trail for the past 3 days. Just the two of you? It must be kind of romantic to sleep under the stars. Oh, of course. Must be amazing to fuck under the stars as well. Really? You read about me? Oh yeah, he shaped up and he's working as a sexual therapist now. Orally, only, of course. Yeah, I'm on another assignment right now to observe this offender's punishment. This man was also caught with illicit materials, and he's been sentenced to punishment by exposure. Your boyfriend? He wants to participate? I mean, sure. Consent is overridden during the mandated punishment, so he's all yours. I do have to preface this for him. If this is his first experience with another man, I wouldn't say this is the best first experience. I mean, he's not exactly the shining example of manhood. Yeah, it's like a little Vienna sausage. But I do have to admit, that's pretty hot. Watching your man play with his cock. Even if he is a little on the diminutive side. Wait, is he reaching into his pants and pulling out his own? Oh. Wow. That thing's like twice, maybe three times the size. Wait, you want to do what now? You're going to sit on his face. Damn, it's going to be intense. You know, like 3 days of hiking and fucking. But I'm not going to stop you. Oh. I feel like I should remind you that you should be punishing him. But I'm just gonna keep quiet over here, I guess. Ah! What happened? He bit you? Damn, he bit you on the clit and then your boyfriend punched him right in the testicles. Oh, again. Well, you two have fun. Damn, she's already come so many times, but he's still rock hard and taking out his anger on those poor little eggs. He's gonna beat them to a pulp if she doesn't stop him. Oh wow, he just ejaculated into his mouth. So that happened. I think I'm gonna have to keep this off of the official report. Yes, miss? You and your boyfriend want to catch up with me after my shift. Well, sure, I guess. Good afternoon. Did you all have a good hike? Oh, I'm so glad to hear. Me? I'm working. Observer duty. This man here is a convicted chronic masturbator. He was caught with illicit pornographic materials. And as usual, you're allowed to do anything you want to the offender, as he is currently serving his punishment mandate. Why, sure, go ahead. He's spread out and ready for you, with his tiny little member and pathetic balls dangling between his legs. Kick them. Yeah, just like that. Harder. Step on them. Stomp on them with your hiking boots, even. Ooh. They're so bruised from the last group of hikers that came along this trail. Wow. Ooh, you know what? I don't even think he can feel anything down there anymore. No, it doesn't really surprise me that so many people want to take their frustrations out on a worthless set of genitals. Everyone has their own reasons, but the ultimate goal is for our community to band together and support his recovery. You wanted me to check under my shoes? For what? Oh, these things. What do you call them? Goat heads? Stickers. I picked up quite a few from hiking out here. They're all over my shoes and my ankles. Here you go. Looks like you got quite a handful from your friends, too. What are you gonna... Oh. You're gonna put those on his cock and balls? That sounds terrible. For him. No, don't let me stop you. Stick them onto his scrotum one by one until his pathetic little bag looks like a pincushion. Oh. Ooh, yeah. Pull back his foreskin to see the little purple mushroom. It's always worth a laugh. Oh, see, like I said, it's so tiny. It's so disgusting. It looks even more pitiful now with those spiky things stuck all over the glands. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Yeah, you should totally put a few of those thorns right behind that ridge of his mushroom head. You know, that's the most sensitive part of his dick. And then you can pull his foreskin back over them. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, just look at him. He's squirming and sweating. There's no way you're gonna be able to shake those off. No matter how much you writhe and wriggle. Oh, this is too good. Wait. You guys are just gonna leave him like this? With these burrs stuck all over his useless junk? Oh, you've got something else planned. You're gonna stomp on him again? Oh no, don't do that to his poor little wiener. Of course I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Ooh, oh, God. Ugh.
You're grinding the spikes right into his thin, sensitive skin. Fuck, that's absolutely brutal. I love it.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, the screaming. You kind of get used to it after a while. It's just another offender serving his punishment. Oh, please be careful. The previous group covered his genitals with those spiny seeds, so you don't want to get any of those in your skin. It could be really painful. Oh, I've got an idea. Why don't you help him out? Beat and smack the burrs off of him with one of those sticks over there. Plus, that should keep you from getting poked. You can get closer. It's okay, it's not gonna bite. If anything, it should be more scared of you than you are of it. Go on, just poke and prod at his ballsack until you get all those spiny little seeds off. Yeah, there you go. I know, he can't help but writhe around in pain as you stab his tiny little grapes and smack his itty-bitty worm around. But you know what? It's working those stickers out of his skin, so keep going. Yep, that's one way to get them out of there. Ooh, right in the dick. Would you man up and stop crying? These polite people are doing you a favor here. Oh, you broke your stick. Here's a stronger one. This one's got a really thick piece at one end. Hey, it's kind of like you have a golf club. Now you just need to find some balls. Yes, I know, they're much smaller than golf balls. But I'm sure with a little practice, you can still have fun with his grapes. Swing and a miss. Try again. Nope. Stand a little bit closer. Aw, his poor little dick looks so scared right now. Oh, there you go. You nailed that little worm. I love how it flops around so pathetically. Do it again. Oh, I wish we had a ball or something to put on the tip of his tiny little pecker. Ooh, right in the sack. I know the writhing makes it really hard to hit that little Vienna sausage, but you guys look like you're really cracking those eggs. Yeah. Try for a hole in one. Well, we're down to the last few hours. Lucky for you, the crowds are starting to head home. Your limp little worm is all scratched up, covered in red welts. And your worthless balls are pink, swollen, and bruised. But everything looks intact. You're hanging in there. You might be getting off easy, but I don't want to speak too soon. It looks like there's still a few more visitors coming by. Hi. One of your friends told you we were out here, so you had to come by. Well, we're glad to have you. So you came by to see his floppy little worm get hard, huh? Well, either you or your husband can go ahead and play with his pathetic little wiener. He's flexible that way. If you don't mind me asking, what's that device and those rubber bands? I think I've seen those before. Don't you use those for castrating livestock? Oh, you're both farmers. And you both hate pornography with a passion. Well, please, go ahead. You can't be too rough with his twig and berries. Not after what he's gone through all day. Yeah, that's as big as it gets. Ooh, it's a little ring on the base of his dick that prevents blood from escaping. Wow, fancy. I love when people bring by accessories. Lucky for him, his pecker is so pathetically tiny that even when it's hard, it's probably not going to be tight enough to cause him to lose sensation. Ooh, a similar band goes around the base of the scrotum. But it is wrapped tight enough to cut off all blood flow? So you're telling me after a few hours they should start to turn black? After a few days they're gonna fall off? You know, for a city girl with no experience with animal husbandry, this is so educational. I can't wait. Oh, no, he's only got a few hours left. Likely no permanent damage. Well, lucky you, I guess. At least it will hurt terribly from the time they start turning purple. Hi there. Oh, sorry. You want me to be quiet? Why? You're a researcher tracking a new species of lynx. Wait a second, why are you pulling me aside? Oh, wow. It's right there. Yeah, I see it. That's a juvenile? Wow, that's so cool. Should I go move my offender? I'm on observer duty, and I really don't want to get in your way. How long does he have left? It looks like 30 minutes. Sure, he can stay there. But he's very much exposed. Well, it's not officially in the mandate, but I really like to take my offenders back alive. And, you know, with wild animals. Oh, so juveniles don't hunt prey much larger than themselves. Good to know. Could I take your binoculars to take a look? Thanks. It looks like it's coming over to him. It's sniffing the air. Oh my god, I'm sure he's scared shitless. But those tight rings around the base of his member won't let him go soft. Wait, can I zoom in more with these binoculars? Ah, there we go. Oh, his little pecker is standing straight up. It's waving around like a flagpole with every twitch of his body. Ugh, his purple nuts are tight in his scrotum, constricted by the rubber bands. Wait, are you keeping notes or something? So, you said this wildcat won't hurt something bigger than it, right? But what about something much smaller than it? Oh, look, it's coming up between his legs and sniffing his crotch. His little twig and berries must look like an injured animal. Look, it's prodding his nutsack with its paw. Oh, it grabbed his exposed mushroom head with its claws and it's starting to play with it. Are lynx related to cats? Because it's batting and scratching at his poor little dick like it's a cat toy. Oh my god, his little pecker is still fully erect and waving around too. Despite being covered in scratches on the glands and the shaft from being used as the world's smallest scratching post. The lynx just shredded his foreskin with its claws. Ooh, those things are sharp. His pathetic member is now nothing more than a worthless plaything. Is it going to notice his little plums? They're the color of plums, but they're more like the size of large grapes. Maybe too worthless and insignificant to even bother with. Now it looks like our new friend is determined to take a bite out of those tasty-looking plums. And thanks to its teeth, the rubber band around his balls is gone. Isn't that a relief? Oh, it's not done. It just dug its claws in. It's starting to skin his scrotum. Oh, fuck. His little bag just got ripped open. Oh my god, his testicles are tumbling out. This is so brutal. But I really can't stop myself from watching. Is that its relatives? Wow, these animals are much bigger than in pictures. The adult's chasing off the juvenile and starting to notice his little twig and berries just spread out for all to see. The struggling only makes his little worm flop around even more enticingly. Do you hear that? It's growling and gnashing its sharp teeth at his defenseless little pecker. Oh! Oh no! Not his poor little wiener! Oh, it just bit down at the base of his dick and... Ooh, it's chewing and... Whoa, it ripped it right off! Wow. Good thing he's still got some of the rubber bands on because, whew, this could have gotten much, much messier. Did your playtime get interrupted? Yeah, it's your turn now. It's okay. Your bigger friend grabbed his snack and left already. Doesn't look like you're very hungry, though. Are you just playing with these cute little exposed eggs you found? Aww. You're completely eviscerating those testicles. Wow. They're splattered all over the ground. Fuck. I don't think I can unsee that. Well, the lynxes are gone. And not another moment too soon. Your mandated punishment period is over. Congratulations. Maybe I should call for an ambulance. Hey, Lynx researcher dude. Where'd you go? I still have your binoculars.